inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it's Tuesday, December the 4th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group, our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Dow Jones Industrial Averaging closed down 65 points at 13,248 today. NASDAQ off 17 at 2,619. S&P off 9, 1,462. Wall Street, a little nervous. A little nervous about a lot of things. In large part, we got a whole bunch of the numbers coming out tomorrow that could, couldn't be good news for the markets. We did have no major economic reports out today. Tomorrow brings us two important ones. The ISM services for November expected at 55. ISM is pretty much your finances, your service industries, everything except your manufacturing. It has fallen substantially from the last reading, which was 55.8. So if they're expecting to come in at 55, it comes in any lower than that tomorrow, watch out. Because that's going to open up the sluice gates, because then the next report that they're looking at is going to be the jobs report coming out on Friday. And if that number obviously falls below estimates as well, well, then strange things may happen. You may get a huge rally in the Dow. Why? Because that will convince everybody that the Fed is not only going to cut rates on the 11th, but is going to cut them deeply. There's talk of a 50-point discount rate cut, which could, which could put the final nail in the coffin to what we know as the proverbial world's reserve currency. What does this mean for the noble metal? Well, should come as no shock or surprise. The brief flirt under $800, now officially over. Gold closed up $12.90 in the day in New York at $801.80. Silver joining in the parade up 20 cents at $14.32. Platinum up $11 at $1,471. Palladium up a buck at $3.49. Currently in Asia, the bull run continues. Gold up a buck at 8.03, silver up 10 cents at 14.42. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Waiting for the world to change. Probably don't have to wait too long. World is changing as we speak. U.S. dollar today weaker by 30 basis points to close at 75.67. That's going to fall a lot further this coming week. Crude oil, $88.07. Now you have to ask yourself why. Well, everybody's waiting with great anticipation to see what the Saudis do. Tomorrow is a meeting of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, and this group has given the market mixed signals as to whether it's going to raise oil production quotas, with some member nations advocating an increase and others being opposed. Saudi oil minister, a particularly influential OPEC member, has taken a neutral stance recently. The decision is wide open, he told reporters over the weekend. So we don't know what's happening with oil. But one thing that is interesting with oil, in light of, obviously, the report that came out today that said, Iran stopped its nuclear production in 2003. Oil coming down from $99 a barrel to where it is now, $88 a barrel, one would think that some of this information from the intelligence community filtered out into the investment world because it seems as though the threat of attacking Iran is now taken out of the oil markets. Now the oil markets are running on basic fundamentals. They're not running on the fear factor. Wonder where it'll go. And as we mentioned, traders will be all eyes tomorrow, awaiting other supply news as well. The Energy Information Administration reports the status of U.S. petroleum inventories tomorrow. Analysts polled by Dow Jones Newswire expect crude oil stock prices to decline for a fourth week running by an average of 700,000 barrels. And as we mentioned, the U.S. intelligence report concluded that Iran had halted its weapons development program in 2003, has eased some investors' concerns about the stability in the region. Now, why is the dollar going to get hammered? By and large, I think you can thank the President of the United States for that today, who came out and made the ridiculous statements that he did, which any objective observer, if you follow the news stories, the president's statement was in line with the Israeli statement. So the rest of the world can see that the United States is just carrying the heavy water for Israel. And so subsequently, nobody wants to discuss that issue. But Israel rejected, obviously, the intelligence report today, saying Iran is still a threat. Sean Hannity is beside himself because we're not going to go over there and kill Iranians. He seems to think that this intelligence report was a politically motivated, funny how it came from 16 independent, allegedly, intelligence agencies. But here we find ourselves in a dilemma. Jacob Hornberger put it succinctly in his opening essay today, and you can find it on republictradinggroup.com, also Lou Rockwell, called Losing and Restoring the Republic. He says it's impossible to overstate the fundamental differences between foreign policy philosophy of our American ancestors and the foreign policy mindset that guides our country today. The philosophy of our ancestors was nicely summed up in the 4th of July address to Congress in 1821 by one John Quincy Adams. In essence, Adams said, there are a lot of bad things all over the world. Dictatorships, tyranny, oppression, famine, starvation. Nevertheless, he said, the United States government did not go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. Instead, the American people devoted their time and energies to developing the freest and most prosperous nation in history, which the world could then emulate. Does anybody see the connection between what Ron Paul is saying and what John Quincy Adams is saying, as opposed to what the current occupant of the White House is saying? The interesting situation we find ourselves in right now, and it's a good one for Ron Paul, because all the wannabe Republicans that are running for president have all staked their foreign policy dictates behind the thought that Iran was somehow not only going to develop nuclear weapons, but would also have the ability to launch said nuclear weapons across the pond into the good old U.S. of A. Rudy Giuliani has committed himself to the destruction of Iran because he wants to destroy Israel. Mitt Romney has done the same. The phony Christian, Mike Huckabee, likewise. Now, I really don't like calling some people phony Christians, because I've always had this belief that religion is a very personal thing. And to chastise someone's religious beliefs is an area that I've never gone into before. But Mike Huckabee is a dispensationalist. He's a rapture monkey. He obviously believes in the Scofield Reference Bible. He hasn't had the intellectual capital to try and figure out for himself whether the good book that he's reading is the good book or whether it is some hybrid called a Scofield Reference Bible, which has obvious interpretations of the Bible to meet an ideology called Zionism. And because of his allegiance to the dispensational theology, makes him probably even worse of a candidate than Mitt Romney, who's a Mormon, who's going to give a speech about his faith. Now, why politicians are giving speeches about their faith beats me, because obviously it also once again illustrates that, like many of the candidates, have little or no understanding of American history or the writings of the founding fathers. Because it's pretty clear that Jefferson was very reluctant, and so it was stated in his letter, as the left has used ad nauseum from time to time, about the wall between church and state, where Jefferson was very reluctant to talk about his faith. As a matter of fact, he didn't talk about his faith in public in any way, shape, or form. He spoke about his faith and his conflicts by writing to various clergy from different sectors of the religious community. He spoke with everyone. He spoke with deists. He spoke with Baptists. He spoke with everybody, trying to figure out what the truth was, until ultimately, in order to satisfy his own personal search for the truth, came up with what we now know as the Jefferson Bible. And I employ everybody to read it. It is a wonderful work, because he takes out the beginning and he takes out the end, and he just deals with the life of Jesus. And it's very basic and it's very easy to understand. And it helps explain a lot of, obviously, the dilemma that they had in writing the Constitution and obviously subsequently the Bill of Rights. And so here we find ourselves with a crop of politicians running for president of the United States that have absolutely no concept in America's founding. And that's simply based on their foreign policy agendas that they've espoused. Now they're going to have to backtrack on, because now, obviously, the boogeyman apparently is not the boogeyman after all. Hillary Clinton has got a serious problem. She doesn't know which way is up at this point in time, because she has not answered any of the questions put to her by her opposition as to why she supported the war against Iraq in the first place. And she's been dancing around that answer ad nauseum, because she doesn't want to admit the real reason why she supported the war in the first place, and that was she didn't want to alienate AIPAC. Well, after all, she is in New York. Don't want to alienate half of the people that vote for you. So she has taken the Israel First line. And she's in a bigger dilemma now, because not only did she do it once, but she did it twice. We'll be back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign sitting there by the left turn line. Flag on the wheelchair flapping in the breeze. One leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. That big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. See those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot, 'cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack, just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the squares, a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back, my friend. Yeah.
Still open, but man, it's slow.
You know, it is amazing to sit and watch this all unfold. And the connection between what is going on politically and what is going to happen financially are joined at the hip. The world can see, and today was just another confirmation along the lines of many confirmations, that the land of the free and the home of the brave has become a totalitarian state controlled by the neoconservatives, in their misguided idea that America's military might can bring about democracy through the barrel of a gun. And it's not hard to figure out that this philosophy and the evasion and occupation of Iraq have only added to the rage and the hatred that people in the Middle East, and for that matter, all over the world, have for the United States. And as we mentioned, as U.S. intelligence now confirm, the invasion and occupation have also been a huge recruiting bonanza for Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, all created by the so-called war on terror. It doesn't matter what it is that you look at, whenever a government declares war on anything, what you get is more of it. Look at the war on drugs. $500 billion later, after we declared war on drugs, drugs today in America are more prevalent, more accessible, and cheaper than they were 20 years ago. The war on terror is doing exactly the same thing. George Bush always talks about bringing peace. In his short 7 years, he has done more to destabilize the world than any single human being up to and including Adolf Hitler. Strong statement, but it's true. The world is tearing itself apart as we speak. Racial divides, racial tensions, all brought about, obviously, for many years of accepting the phony doctrine of multiculturalism. You got riots in France, tensions in England. Look at the education standards of the kids in England and the kids in the United States, two of the world's leading Western powers. We got 15-year-old kids that are getting beaten by third world countries' kids in math and science. It's an absolute disgrace. And in one of the greatest perversions of logic ever, U.S. officials now claim that the continued occupation of Iraq, which entails routine killings of more Iraqis, is necessary to fight terrorism, when in fact it is the occupation of Iraq, along with all other Middle Eastern interventions, that has engendered the anger and hatred at the root of the terrorist threat against the United States. In fact, the United States government, precisely because of its foreign policy in the Middle East, has arguably become the greatest terrorist-producing machine in history, even surpassing that of the Soviet Union. And to add insult to injury, U.S. officials have used the threat of terrorism that their own policies have engendered to suspend civil liberties at home, often with the support of frightened adult men and women in this land of the free. Habeas corpus, the linchpin of a free society, has been cancelled for foreigners taken into custody overseas on suspicion of terrorism. Americans have been spied on by government agencies. Overseas prison camps have been established for the purpose of avoiding the constraints of the Constitution, which U.S. officials take an oath to support and defend. The military takes into custody American citizens, tortures them, denies them access to family, friends, legal counsel. It's all justified under the war on terrorists that the U.S. government's own policies have produced and continue to produce. If there's any hope in all of this, and of course there is, this guy by the name of Ron Paul, but that hope depends on the dissemination of truth and ideas on freedom. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Welcome back, my friends. A little jingle music for the start of December. You know, I always like December. December is always the great month. And as much as I hate to admit this, one of the greatest Christmases. I've had a few great Christmases. I hope my daughter doesn't take umbrage with this. But one of the greatest Christmas. Well, I spent it with her. Was spending Christmas in New York City. If there's ever a city that you want to spend Christmas in, as far as all the aesthetics, the lights, the sounds, the smells, the weather, New York City is one great place to spend a Christmas. Now, as I mentioned before, nobody pays too much attention to this, but this is obviously looking at the long term of what we face right now. I mean, this latest round of political boondoggles we are facing has not only destroyed the prestige of the United States in the eyes of the rest of the world, But more importantly, it has going to have, it is, it's already had a profound impact on the perception that the world has of holding on to the reserve currency. And they are dumping this reserve currency hand over fist. While we are racking up debts, as we mentioned previously with Bob Chapman, of $1 million a day. And that's a conservative estimate of what we're doing. And what does our future hold in store for us? Well, if the youth are our future, we're in some serious doo-doo. According to the AP, and I don't know what this is. This I could get into a whole bunch of conspiracies. The original intent of political correctness, otherwise known as cultural Marxism, which was designed in order to bring down the West, and unfortunately the West not having the cojones to stand up to political correctness, rather to bow down to it and worship at its altar, is the reason why we find the two greatest Western powers in complete decline as we speak. U.S. students are lagging behind their peers in other countries in science and math tests. These were the results that came out today. The test, called the Program for International Student Assessment, was given to 15-year-olds in 30 industrialized countries last year. It focused on science, but also included a math portion. The 30 countries, including the United States, make up the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which runs the international test. The average scores for U.S. students were lower than the average scores for the group as a whole. U.S. students also had an average science score that was lower than the average score in 16 other countries. In math, U.S. students did even worse, posting an average score that was lower than the average in 23 of the other leading industrialized countries. The test also was administered to students in about two dozen countries or jurisdictions that are not part of the industrialized group. When compared with a broader group, the U.S. students fell in the middle of the pack in science and did somewhat worse in math. There was no change in U.S. math scores since 2003, the last time the test was given. So much for no child left behind. The science scores aren't compatible between 2003 to 2006 because the test aren't the same. U.S. girls and boys did about the same on science and math portions of the test. Finland's 15-year-olds did the best on the science test, followed by students in Hong Kong and Canada. Students in Finland, Taiwan, South Korea, and Hong Kong were the top performers in math. Now, as I said, this is not an isolated problem to the West's leading industrialized country. No, our friends across the pond don't have anything to hang their heads on either, because their test scores are probably even worse. British teenagers have plummeted down the International Education League table, sparking fresh fears that school children are failing to master the basics. They fell in a set of new rankings comparing reading, mathematics, science standards in 57 nations, accounting for 90% of the world's economy. In reading, 15-year-olds in the UK dropped from 7th in 2000 to 17th. Behind countries including Estonia and Liechtenstein. In math, pupils fell from 8th to 24th, placing them below the international average. In science, secondary school students in the UK dropped from 4th to 14th. It comes just a week after UK sank in another international league table comparing reading standards of primary school students. The performance tables, part of the Program for International Student Assessment, were based on independent tests taken by 400,000 secondary school pupils worldwide. In reading and math tests administered in 2000, the UK was ranked above average compared to other nations, but in today's table, they tumbled into the second division. In reading, The UK has now been overtaken by countries including Poland, Sweden, the Netherlands, and Japan. This year, South Korea came out on top, followed by Finland and Hong Kong. In math, the UK actually scored below the international average for the first time, as it was overtaken by a number of other nations, including Slovenia, Belgium, and the Netherlands, Denmark, Austria. Taiwan was a top-ranked country, followed by Finland and Hong Kong. In science, the UK fell, but was still ranked above average, beating nations such as the United States, Russia, France, Italy, Sweden, Denmark, Finland. The report suggested that despite more curriculum time turned over to science than in most other countries, students in the UK were handicapped by a lack of well-qualified teachers. I tell you, you know what the problem with the school kids are? First of all, there's no discipline in schools today. Zero, zilch, none. Because of, many years of political correctness. Kids can't do a single thing in school today. Why do you think kids are now stupid and fat? It's because of these stupid policies that have been instituted by various organizations like the Teachers Union. And I know whenever I get into this, I get nasty emails from teachers saying, I'm not a communist. It's got nothing to do with being a communist. It's just adopting stupid rules and regulations. They don't let kids expend their energy in the playground because they're afraid that they're going to fall down and graze their knee and the school is going to get hit with a lawsuit. So there's no playground activities for kids to expend their energies. So they have to sit around behind probably a laptop somewhere, just degenerating into these blobs of flesh. And these have consequences. I mean, when you look at the education system in the United States, kids want to graduate from high school not because they have a burning desire to expand their education into college, but 4 years of college is 4 years of party. It's a time to go out and sow your oats and get into binge drinking and all the rest of the stuff. This is what college means to kids today. And the fact is that even if they want to aspire to a higher level of education in the institutes or the puppy mills of socialism, they are confronted with 60s professors who are still stuck in Woodstock. I mean, it's mind-boggling in all its proportions. And then we wonder why the country is so complacent when politicians abuse the Constitution on a consistent basis. I've forgotten who said it, but one learned person once said, if you don't teach, they don't learn, and what they don't learn, they cannot defend. And that's where we find ourselves today with America's youth, is they haven't been taught the history of America. Well, you can see it in our politicians. Obviously, Rudy Giuliani never attended history lessons because he's of the age when I'm sure they actually did teach a little history in schools, which is no longer part of the curriculum, by the way. I guess we have one day a year to teach the Constitution to the little mushheads out there. I think it's September the 17th. You got one day a year, we're allowed to talk about the Constitution. Look here, it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. You see, the founders weren't racists. It's like, oh, please give me a break. Had nothing to do, once again, with ethnicity. It had to do with monarchy. And that nobody born in these United States was born of blue blood. Nobody was privileged. We're all born equal. Endowed by their creator. Well, you see, that's politically incorrect. That's the reason why they don't teach it in schools. It's politically incorrect to teach American history. So it's no wonder that we find ourselves in this dilemma where we are today. Now, if you think that this course of action is going to lead to abundant prosperity as far as the eye can see, you're kidding yourself. I really feel for the next generation, because the next generation are going to have to try as best they can to clean up the mess that our generation created in our enlightenments. I am very critical on my generation, even though being part of it and wanted to change the world. Well, we sure did change the world. We changed it for all the wrong reasons. And now we're facing a mess of epic proportion. Now, people can go along with politicians lying about foreign policy and sending kids off to die in foreign wars that have no meaning. And people like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh can get up on their little podiums and beat their chest and talk about patriotism in America, and we're number one and all this good stuff. And you will get a certain segment of the population that will rally behind them. The 25% of the people that still support the president, obviously the listeners to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, but that's it. But let me tell you something, what will unite the country 100% is when the U.S. dollar falls down the proverbial porcelain princess and people are faced with the realization of when they wake up in the morning, it's not to indulge in a latte at Starbucks, but their mission to wake up in the morning is to find out how they're going to feed their family for that day, foraging for food. See, most people have never experienced life like that. It will be completely an alien lifestyle to a lot of people. It is only then, in my humble opinion, where people will start to retrace and try and figure out where everything went wrong. And if you think there's a certain segment of the population that is PO'd right now, the way things are going, wait until a larger portion of the populace suddenly figures out that they've been lied to. You can already see the angst arriving in the real estate market, where everybody now is becoming a victim. Because even though they knew they couldn't qualify to buy a $200,000 home in their wildest dreams, and then they got it, and then they couldn't figure out why they couldn't pay for it, and these people get angry because they've elevated their status in life, and now, unfortunately, the rug's been pulled out from under them, and they're going to have to pare down their standards of living. These people become very angry. And so you're going to end up with a whole bunch of very angry people, and it's not going to be too long before this happens. It is my firm belief that within the next 3 to 6 months, this whole ball of wax is going to unravel. The economy is going to stagger from bad to worse to, well, who knows how bad it's going to get. But it's going to get bad, and it's going to get bad in a hurry. Starting in January, I told you, every week 100,000 adjustable rate mortgages reset. I mean, just think about that number for a second. Banks don't want those houses. This band-aid on an axe wound that Paulson has put on these markets is exactly that. It's a band-aid on an axe wound to get them past December the 24th. They want to just, that's what their mission is. Right now, their mission is just get us to December the 24th. Well, come January the 1st, if you haven't positioned yourself, you may regret it. Gold today, back over $800 an ounce. And that's in light of a declining oil market, which means that although gold followed oil all the way, gold followed oil right through the the 800 level mark, but it was following oil up to $99 a barrel. But now that has now dissipated because we don't have tensions in the Middle East, you got gold moving today independently and obviously reacting to the dollar. And as more and more people become aware of this, and as you start seeing the price of gold far exceeding its previous high of $830. When it starts knocking on the door of $900 an ounce, it's going to get a lot more people's attention. But the large majority of people will still not be paying close attention because they're still holding out in some misguided belief system that some knight on a shining white horse is going to come and save us from ourselves. It ain't going to happen.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Waiting at the water's edge, watching all the ships as they are heading for the harbor. I was just a boy. I was just a boy, dreaming of the wide world, dreaming of the wide world.
Follow back, my friends. Final segment for this Tuesday. Quick reminder, tomorrow we change subject from finance and, well, we don't really. We talk about religion on Wednesdays with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, and it's a show that's becoming more and more important each and every week. Well, in my opinion, anyway. The Tuesday special, and it's only good for today, my friends, is the German Wilhelm II gold 20 mark. Gold content on this coin, just shy of a quarter ounce, at 0.2304 ounces of pure gold. These coins come in brilliant uncirculated condition. They were minted from 1888 to 1915. The German Wilhelm II gold 20 mark harkens back to the grand period of the Prussian monarchy before the ravages of World War I and the terrible economic hardships and political insanity that followed. At the time, anyone wise enough to hold wealth in these historic gold coins had protection from devastating effects of inflation, and the same hold true today. Funny how history repeats itself. The coins currently are trading for $207 an ounce. Let me remind you that at $207 an ounce, those coins were priced when gold was $797. Currently, gold is $804 an ounce. And just a quick promo for those of you within striking distance of Phoenix, coming up on Saturday. It's Hope for America Conference and Ron Paul Rally. It's going to be held in Tempe, which is an unfortunate place to have this rally because Tempe is one of those socialist little enclaves where if you smoke cigarettes, well, then you just deserve to die. It's taking place at the Elegante Banquet Hall, which is on West Bell Road. And if you want to find out more information about it, you can go to republictradinggroup.com. You've seen the banner. It's been up there for a month. And a whole bunch of – and then these are friends. I mean, this is what's even more fun about this. A lot of the speakers, it's a whole-day event, goes on into the night. Alan Corwin's going to be there. No finer Second Amendment defender than Alan Corwin. Ernest Hancock. Ernest Hancock has been the driving force behind the Ron Paul Revolution in the Valley of the Sun. George Shepherd, Joe Bannister is going to be there, because this is hosted by We the People. Bill Still, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, and a bunch of more people. And it's just going to be, it rejuvenates the soul. It gives me the mojo to keep on going. So anyway, till tomorrow. See you, bye. With